transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Miracles, signs, wonders, deliverance, and breakthrough. As the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Selman, brings you God's word with accuracy and power.
Hallelujah. Let's hold hands together and pray. Just hold someone by your left and right. Inside and outside, hold someone by your left and right. And let's pray to the God of all grace, the God of all flesh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One prayer point. Father, visit me this night. I refuse that I will not go back the way I came. Please lift your voice inside, outside, online. Lift your voice and cry to the God of heaven. I will not go back the way I came. There must be an evidence of an encounter in my life. Is someone praying? Outside, make sure you are praying. Don't be distracted. Visit me, O God, turn my life around. In the name of Jesus, turn my life around. Change my story. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we have come tonight as proof that we are believers. We believe in your name. We believe in your power. We believe in the effectual workings of your spirit. Tonight, gathered in this place and connecting across the globe, are several people in need of your touch, in need of your outstretched arm. We pray tonight, O God, that you withhold not your hand. Stretch your hand and do mighty things. That miracles, signs, and wonders be wrought in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus. We believe tonight that there is the hearing of faith and the working of miracles. Turn situations around and let Jesus and Him alone be glorified. Amen and amen. Walk to 20 people, prophesy, tell them your life is about to change. 20 people. I'll do the counting while you do the greeting. Your life is about to change. Your destiny is about to change. Your life is about to change. Just give your challenges few more minutes in the presence of God and you'll be waving them goodbye. Your life is truly about to change. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please return back to your seat. I welcome everyone to our miracle service for the month of June in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, just a few information and then we'll get to the word. I have two or three things to do here. Number one is to officially just announce the authorized social media platforms that we have. Praise the Lord. It is important that we are aware of the ministry's authorized social media platforms. This is a way of helping to make things official, number one. Number two, it's an attempt to curb all kinds of excesses that happen on the internet that is related to the ministry and myself. I believe it's projected. Okay, on there. So there are four media platforms here officially: the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then the YouTube channel. You already have, you have the first two. The Facebook name is Koinonia, and then bracket open Eternity Network International. Please take note. Take note. I'm sure that somewhere, if not now, somewhere along the service, it should be projected there. And then number two, our Twitter handle is at Koinonia ENI. You have that right? I'm not sure if there should be an underscore. I hope that... Okay, just Koinonia ENI. Okay, so you take note. As one word, Koinonia ENI. And then our Instagram page is Koinonia Global. Koinonia Global. Our YouTube channel is also Koinonia Global. So these are the two additions. Koinonia Global on our Instagram page and our YouTube channel. Please like them, follow them, so that we'll be able to make it official and authorize it. There are a few other pages that we have opened, and in due course we are going to communicate them. And we're a responsible ministry, and we'll continue to work very hard to not take for granted the loyalty and the followership of the people who deeply love us and follow us. I'm aware, and you know, that there are all kinds of things going on in the internet. We've had all sorts of things. Anything you can imagine is happening online in my name and in the name of the ministry. And it's only responsible that we come up with structures to respond to it. So please take note. After the service, you can head to the media stand. And media, I expect that before the end of the service, please, there should be a projection of this so that everybody can have it. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Father, we bless these platforms. We decree and declare that they become amplifications of what we represent. May the angel of your presence that has been with and works with this ministry empower these various platforms. In the name of Jesus, we command that they will work. We command that they will bring glory to your name. Let Jesus be lifted in and through every one of these platforms. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Secondly, I truly want to just respond. My birthday was on Tuesday. And I'm not on social media, but I got so many text messages, and I was told several of you and several following across the globe, you know, came up with various ways of celebrating me. I truly want to appreciate you. I may not have the opportunity to respond to everyone individually, but this is the largest physical platform I would have to respond. And so I want to say thank you. Thank you so much. I have learned. Thank you. Hallelujah. I have learned that not everybody thinks you are a big deal. So when you find a people who can invest their commitment, invest their loyalty, and support you and what you represent, it is only wise that you let the people know how much you acknowledge them. And so this is to all of you here, and then to our family online and our global family. I sincerely appreciate you. Thank you for the various efforts. Several people sent me text messages. Of course, I may not be able to respond. I deleted 500 text messages in sets of 9 or I think 9, between 9 to 11. That should be, I don't know how many. So all over the world. Very, very touching tributes. Many of you made all kinds of things. I am deeply grateful. People went out of their way to make shirts, clothes, to send gifts. People organized prayer sessions. Churches took out time to make all kinds of things. And I'm deeply grateful. You know, it's a usual saying that a prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown. But I always tell people, you come to my hometown and see. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I also had all kinds of surprises in the course of the week. The School of Ministry students decided to embarrass me. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that they went down to, aside from some of the projects they did in the prison, which was my desire to just be a blessing to the people there, and they went out of their way to be a blessing to the prisoners and to be able to broker the bailing out of some. And it's very, 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 very powerful. I was so touched. And then they went down to my family house to interview my parents. Can you imagine that? They led a delegation to go down. I came in to have a lecture as usual. And when I saw the body language, I said, this is not good. I was almost running away, save for a mother who brought me. I mean, I'm not that kind of person at all. Amen. And then this afternoon again, I got a very pleasant surprise. A knock at my gate in the afternoon, and my entire family came. Can you imagine that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now please, everyone sit except my mother and my siblings. Please rise. That's my mother, my sister, my brother and his dear wife. Please celebrate my family. This is my complete family except for my dad. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please be seated. The Lord bless you. So you don't try me this night. I mean, I am covered completely. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And another, well, is it a pleasant surprise now? Honorable himself is in the midst of us. And his dear wife, Sir John Terry. Let's honor him. Please rise. Rise. And they came with two of the kids. Let's bless them. Koinonia, give them a big, big God bless you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma. Hallelujah. God bless you. We met last week in the plane with the wife and she decided to embarrass me. Welcome to Zaria, the place of vengeance. Vengeance is mine this night. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just spotted Dr. Anointed too. God bless you. Truly honor you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. And then it will never tire us. You know, listen, this is a ministry that understands honor. I may not be able to do this for everyone, but it is important to give honor to whom honor is due. The pastor of Living Faith, may the Lord honor you. Please arise and give this man of God a big, big God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, sir. Truly honor you. Truly appreciate you. You know, I promised that I was going to surprise you one of these days. I will do it in Jesus' name. God bless you. Please be seated. And there are so many other people I'm aware. There are delegates who have come from different nations and different cities. You are most welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will do you good tonight in Jesus' name. I like all those outside, overflow 1, overflow 2, overflow 3, and then now we have a new, I don't know how many other overflows we are creating. I think there should be 4A, 4B, and 4 wherever now. Please shout a big, 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 big hallelujah, those outside. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and says, Rabbi, we know that thou art a man sent from God. He says, for no man can do these things except God be with him. Praise the Lord. There are lots of other people I've spotted here and there, and truly I honor you from the depth of my heart. Pastor Paul, I saw him just smuggling his way to hide. Thank you. Adorable, adorable man of God. Praise the Lord. If you are a man of God here, if you are a pastor, an overseer, or in any kind of structured platform, and you are here visiting, aside from those who are connected to this ministry, please, I want you to rise up on your feet, whether you're inside, whether you're outside. Do we have such persons? Please rise up on your feet if there are persons like that. Koinonia, give them a big, big God bless you. Big God bless you, inside and outside. We truly honor you. We appreciate you. Zaria has become a place of pilgrimage. The fire continues to burn here, and you will never, never be the same, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, the bishop himself. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, bless our hearts in the name of Jesus. There is a lot to do tonight, and we trust the Lord for a quick walk. As a ministry, we are aware of the burden and the responsibility that the Lord has given us within this territory and across this region, and by extension, even all over the world, to be a conduit of His power, not just the revelation of His grace and His wisdom, but at times like this, the Lord decides to arise as a mighty one and to step in to bring supernatural solutions over our lives and our families. And let me just reiterate something that I usually say, especially when I travel for external ministrations. There are five things that should happen in any church and in any ministry that wants to effectively communicate the life of Christ. Number one is that every time believers come, there should be, believers should have encounters. Everyone say encounters. It's important. An encounter is an experience that makes a thing or a person real. The substance of the reality of a person or a thing crystallized in your spirit. If it is true that God is real, if it is true that His ways are true, then when you come and sit under this anointing and under this ministry, you should have encounters. The reality of the things that we talk about should be furnished in your spirit. Hallelujah. Number two, transformation. I am personally convinced that if you are in any platform that does not sustain the ability to transit your understanding and to produce superior versions of you by the communication of truth, then you are wasting your time there. Respectfully but truthfully, you are wasting your time. Believers must be exposed to the truths that can transform them. I believe in excellence. This is a ministry that represents excellence as our core value. But above and beyond all of the paraphernalia, it is important that the Word of God comes with power and that the people are transformed. Not just informed, but transformed. Are we together? Number three, every gathering that will allow the fullness of Christ to find expression must leave a provision for the Holy Spirit to manifest the multifaceted possibilities that are contained in the Christ. In miracles, signs, wonders, supernatural solutions. That's why we are here tonight. It is true that there are people who are called into the ministry of signs and wonders. But any platform at all that bears the name of Christ must have a provision there that allows the Holy Spirit to come in and allow the power of God to be visibly seen in the midst of his people. Now listen very carefully. You've heard me say it. Inasmuch as miracles, signs, and wonders are not the ultimate motivation for our pursuing God, we seek him because we love him. We seek him because we desire his life. However, there is a provision in the economy of God that when the saints sacrifice that much, he responds back to them. Hallelujah. There are people here who have traveled for days. There are people who have been here right from Monday, some even Sunday, just waiting for tonight. It will be unfair that all you receive is just a theological exegesis of truth. As important as that is, there must be an opportunity where your challenges and your situations collide with the power of God, culminating in miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. I can assure you that the challenges in your life only have a few minutes left to remain. That is for sure. The Bible says to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Praise the Lord. Number four. The fourth thing that you receive when you are gathered like this is impartation. Now let me explain to you the dimensions of the impartation that I talk about. Not just impartation from the man of God to you, but a distribution of graces. You see, every time we converge like this, it's not just a convergence of people listening to a man. It's a convergence of altars, alignments, dimensions. The man of God only leads that process. He's not the only dispenser. Are we together? That means that there are dimensions that may not be captured in my life, but are needed in your destiny. Are we together now? As the meeting is going on, the Holy Ghost begins to run across the congregation and finds men who have aligned to allow him place that dimension in them. And he will pick from some of those graces and bring to you. So not every impartation in a meeting comes directly from the man of God. It's an uncomfortable truth. Most people will like to say it came from them. But the truth is that it's not just a vertical distribution, even across. Are we together? Yes. There are people who are seated who have certain graces that are needed in our lives, needed in our destinies. And sometimes we men of God may not have aligned enough to host God that far. God will not keep the people's expectation in jeopardy just because of the limitation of a man of God. He will go out of his way to outsource a system of making sure that their desires are met. This is the God that we serve. Are we together? I think I shared with us a testimony some years ago, 3-4 years. I was at a PFN crusade in Kano, and then I'm prophesying to people and ministering by the Spirit. And then I called this woman out by the Spirit, about to prophesy to her. And then God reveals something spectacular. Very ordinary woman, doesn't have any structured ministry, but the woman told me, she's an intercessor, that she completes her Bible every, I think, 2 weeks or so. Every 2 weeks without fail. Ah. I stopped prophesying there and said, Madam, like John the Baptist, I don't know who should untie whose shoe. And she was humble, ready to come and receive from the man of God. And I'm saying this dimension is strange. You can finish a book. You can finish Francine Rivers volumes. You can even finish a dictionary in one day. But this Bible, when you try to read the Bible, that's when you will know the Bible is powerful. You can't read the Bible just like that, like a storybook. You try it. Ancient words, dense with strange power and strange attacks. Praise the Lord. And so I told the woman humorously, I said, I think that I desire prayer from her to pray for me for the grace to finish your Bible every 15 days. Ah, if I do that for 1 year, I would be quoting it. In fact, I would just carry the Bible so you don't think I'm a herbalist. But the real quotation will come from my head. Amen. And then, of course, number 5, an opportunity for fellowship. The Bible says in Psalm 133, "Behold how good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity." He says it's like the oil that comes from Aaron's head down to his beard, his skirt, and so on and so forth. He said, "There the Lord hath commanded the blessing." Praise the Lord. And by the grace of God, I submit to you that all 5 of these possibilities are structurally resident within this place. It is true. And tonight, among the many things, we choose number 3, the power of God. We intend to see God move as a mighty, mighty God. Psalm 126. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 126. "When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion," not if, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, he says, "We were like them that dream." Verse 2. "Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. And they said they among the heathen." There is a kind of testimony that God will give you. You will not be the one to testify. It says the heathen said the Lord. They are heathenistic. Yet they acknowledge the source of that miracle. That although we do not believe in the God of heaven, but this one cannot be by a man. "The Lord had done great things for them." Next verse. "The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad." Next verse. "Turn again our captivity." It's amazing. The Bible says, when the Lord turned, keep that scripture there. When the Lord turned again the captivity of where? It is not unusual to have captivity even though you are Zion. It didn't say the captivity of unbelievers. The captivity, Zion. It says, "Turn again our captivity, O Lord, like the streams of the Negev or the south." Just leave it at verse 4. "Turn again our captivity. Turn away the situation in our family that has brought reproach to the name of the Lord. Turn again the situation that makes it look as if Jesus is not Lord." Let me tell you this. Miracles are messages. I really believe in miracles. Miracles are messages, and I've explained it here, but for tonight I will still do it again. Please come, Binga. Now look up, please. This is Sean, you stand here. Come. Now watch this. The Bible lets us know that man was created to be the zenith of God's creation. Are we together? The apex of his creativity was demonstrated in the making of man. And so the psalmist would say, "What is man that thou art mindful of, nor the son of man that thou visitest him?" Are we together? And he set this man, this is man now, above every creation, the cattle, the fish, and every other thing. He made man the head of his creation. Now, that means that every other thing that happens on earth is with respect to man. Are we together? The activities and the program of God on earth is with respect to man. The oppression of Satan is also with respect to man. That means that if men suddenly die, if the 7.2 billion people on earth suddenly fall asleep and die, Satan and demons will have absolutely nothing to do. Praise the Lord. Kill all the men in the world. Leave the banks open. Leave the markets open. Leave all the safes open. Everything is only useful because of this entity called man. Are we together? Without man, there is no value to anything. Leave all the real estate and kill man. There will be no value again. Leave all the fish in the sea, and all the business moguls will go down when there is no man. Everything has value on earth because of man. Understand my teaching. Are we together? Now, it is the technology of Satan to be interested in whatever God is interested in. Whether or not he understands why. The moment he finds God's attention focused on a person or a thing, he will want to come and find out why. Are we together? Now, this is man. This is God. This is Satan and all of his cohorts. Now, watch this, please. Man is also like a painter's, what they call it? The canvas of a painter. Everything that happens to a man is a letter from God to man, or through man to creation. That includes Satan. Are we together? And it's also a letter from Satan through man to God. So when this man's family goes through all kinds of oppression, barrenness, tragedies, and all sorts of demonic things, it's not about barrenness. Listen, it's not about poverty. Satan is not interested in those things. He is using them like a painter's brush to write a letter. And the letter is saying, if you claim God is faithful, then let me use his highest creation to discredit him. Are we together now? So creation can look at man and read the letter Satan wrote to God through man. Then you will find people in that family saying, look, if God is alive, where is he that we are going through these kinds of things? The objective of the oppression is now being achieved. Are we together? And then at miracle services like this, God replies. Watch this. So a situation, this guy has been in bondage for 10 years. That's a letter that was written from Satan through all his family members and say, creation, bear witness. If it is true that he is good and there is no evil in him, then what is this looking for in his creation? It's not about the challenge. It's about the statement and the message on it. Are we together? So if in 1 minute, like it will soon happen, an oppression that has lingered for decades just moves in 1 moment, God, like Julius Berger, just replies and does a spectacular thing and then signs on it. Signed, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord of the universe. Are we together now?
Yes.
So every challenge that you have, you must discern the message there. It's not about the unique challenge. It doesn't matter whether it comes as poverty. It doesn't matter whether it comes as delay. It doesn't matter whether it comes as whatever kind of retrogression. See it as a parcel sent through you to God. I am mocking the highest of your creation as an attempt to discredit your supposed faithfulness. And then God continues to seek for men with whom he can reply Satan back. And when he finds a man and he finds a platform, he allows for meetings like this. And then he starts writing.
Ha! Allahu Akbar, God will turn your life around. Yeah. Allahu Akbar, God
will turn things around.
Allahu Akbar.
Let's sit down. It is true that for 5 years you didn't get a job. Now, even if you get a job now, you will still suffer. Because for that 5 years, many things, you are probably in debt and many other things have gone down. So you don't just need a job. You need God to do something in your life and in and through that job. When you get a job with a triple promotion, now it's not about the promotion. If you just clap for the promotion, you did not discern the miracle. It's a message. I am a restorer of time. Are you getting it now? You've heard me say humorously that when a woman who has been pregnant for, who has been barren for say 8, 9, 10 years, even if that woman puts to bed and intends as a couple to have 4 or 5 children, they will have to add an extra 10 or 15 years to their life to space the children well. But when God gives that woman triplets, that is 9 years of 3 3-year spacing in 9 months. That's a letter from God to creation. I'm still on the throne. Regardless, I am still on the throne. So many times, God will allow Satan to just exhaust his pride on earth. And when he is done, God will say, are you done now? Let me show you that there is no such thing as yesterday and tomorrow in my economy. I'm not just motivating you. That he said, when the Lord turn again the captivity of Zion, the captivity of Zion. I saw you yesterday, you were a beggar, but I see you tomorrow, you have experienced. There are two ways to climb a tower. You use a ladder or you use a lift. You will arrive. The problem is you may die before you get to one place. You will climb and by the third or fourth floor you are there. But there is a technology hidden somewhere where you can stand and you are moving by the energy of that lift. And within a minute, you are there and with honor, you can step out. They were like them that dream. Lord, I thought I would have been grateful if you did it slowly. The fact that you are doing it, but that you chose to move this far. That when I started this year, my collective goal was to reach here. And in 1 month, you gave me 5 years goal. This is the God of heaven. If God answers you like a man, why will you praise him? God will never do things the way men do them. No. Listen, I am a man. And with all humility, it is within my power to be able to use influence or resources to just upgrade someone's life. If God upgrades you the same way I'm doing it, then it means we are colleagues. The jealousy of God makes him to be spectacular. There is a signature that only his hand can sign. So that you are, that's why he told Moses, say, listen, Moses, leave all of this. Don't mix me in the many gods in Egypt. I am that I am. And I will have to do something that distinguishes me. He does it so that no man will ever claim credit for it. There are things that is difficult to say God did it. You just say God did it because you don't want to look like a stupid person. You are in the midst of intelligent people and the obvious is to say God did it. But there are really things that everybody knows that this one is God's doing. This is what God wants to do tonight. If all you get is a job, men can do that. You don't have to be a Christian to get jobs. You just need to understand the laws of life. But that there is something that God can do. Show me a man that restores time. Show me a man that restores time. When time is gone, it's gone. No, but not in God's economy. Time is like a chess. He can take it forward and backward. Listen, you see, Ba, I tell you why God does not hurry. For many years, he gives men speed, but God does not hurry. And you have to be God to understand why he does not hurry. It does not make sense to hurry when you have this kind of authority. You only hurry because of something that can overpower you. Are we together now? If I have a bank and I'm hurrying up and you say, Apostle, hurry up, 5 o'clock, they will lock the bank. I said, don't worry. So he said, see, I know, I saw the face of that man. He will lock the bank. It's my bank. So the time was only supposed to be for you. When any time I come, the bank opens. Listen very carefully. So when you say, God, show up, Otherwise, men with God say it doesn't make any difference. I've checked for the reasons why I should hurry and I didn't find it. There is nothing that can put me under pressure to hurry. I am God. He comes in his majesty. And sometimes he allows the pride of men to just continue. While they speak, God just comes and says, what did men say? And they will say that there is no rising in this family. That the first person built a house at 45. And God says, if I use the man who is 30 years old, they would think he went to school. Let me use the mama that does not see. I would do something with her. And she would dedicate her house in 2 months. This is God for you. God is not interested in any miracle that will not allow the message of his glory to be written on it. There are times that when you bring challenges to God, it's an insult. So he allows it to go deep enough to be worth his power. You don't bring to him what men can solve. You will confuse who solved it. Because while you were speaking to him, you spoke to men too. So that you don't mix the answer and just say, ah. Every time God wants to arise, even the sorcerers will not see that day. He would do something that makes everyone give up. And then he will now say, clear the way for me. Ah. This is God for you. Listen. My prayer is that after this meeting, listen, you not only will receive miracles, but you begin to covet your life being a sign and a wonder. Don't just be a recipient of God's benevolence, but that you are like a canvas. When there are some paintings, when you see artists draw, you just ask, what was in the mind of this? Let God reveal to you what his mind can do. I don't like ordinary things in my life. I like things in my life that come with a statement. This is God. And someone will look at you and not even know how to smile again. He says, this thing, it has to be God. He will just go back and say, Lord, I'm sorry for being foolish. You see, he has repented without your sermon. Your life was a sermon. They limited God in the wilderness. Listen, let me tell you this. Don't get used to pain. Don't get used to pain. There is an ability from heaven that can crush the gates of darkness. I know we are human beings, and many times when things become increasingly uncomfortable, we build a theology around them to say it should continue. But this night, roll away the stone and let the God of heaven come in and show you that with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Every time I pray for the miracle service, I don't pray for too many things. I don't pray, God, heal the sick, cast out devils. No, that's not my prayer. Lord, let there be something, sign a signature upon someone's life, upon someone's family. You know, I was spending a little time with my family in the afternoon, and while we're talking about this, my sister was speaking and said that that it looks like this miracle service, God is visiting families, not just individuals. He just wants to move past individuals. Remember, I told you are not free when your family is not free. Let me tell you sincerely. He said, as for me and my house, if the brothers of Joseph all had dreams, nobody would kill anybody. It was because only one over how many had dreams. And the rest said, you are joking. You saw the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bow. But when everybody rises by the finger of God, then it is a testimony. I don't know who has said what about your life and about your family, but give God a few minutes tonight to answer them. God has an answer. My brothers and my sisters, the God we serve is not man. Don't get used to it. God is not a president of a ministry. God is not the CEO of a bank. God is not the CMD of a hospital. God is not a monarch on earth waiting to die for someone. No! He sits in the circles of the heaven by himself and manipulates all things according to the counsel of his will. You will do yourself harm tonight. to sit down believing it will happen just as before. Come with your vessels increased and enlarged. Lord, I know you are stepping in. I know you are changing my life. It's June, but people have laughed at me. Where is the extraordinary fruitfulness? I'm still begging. I don't even have 250,000 to pay rent. My prayer life has gone down. Ha! This God of heaven. My brothers and my sisters, it doesn't take time. When God opens his mouth from heaven, anything plus God is the answer he says should be. Your weakness plus God is whatever answer he says to be. Your limitation plus God is whatever answer he will be. I continue to pray and I say, Lord, let this ministry remain not just a place of signs and wonders, but a sign and a wonder itself. If you are looking for a sermon and you don't have data, just think about Koinonia. And there is sermon. You are seeing a marvelous God. Listen. By the grace of God, within the time God has given us, we will disprove the pride of men in this world. All of those mundane rules that have been put by the arrogance of men that they claim even God should honor, God has sent us to disprove them. That whoever told you that you have to build a house from salary, whoever told you have to feed your children from pension, whoever told you that it will take 20 years to know God, whoever told you that your ministry must increase 10 members per week, there is a generation that will answer the arrogance of men. Please don't get used to the natural course of things. There is an advantage. God programmed in the journey of the believer what I call systems of advantage. His mercy is a system of advantage. His favor is a system of advantage. It cannot happen to you the way it happens to men. Don't get used to it. I don't expect my life to be ordinary. I expect something spectacular. Every day, like a soap opera, there is an episode of signs and wonders. Listen, that people can look at your life and say, let's watch God, what God will do this week, because there has to be a message. It's impossible for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and there is no message. No, you are not a sign and a wonder. You have what it takes to do signs and wonders, but God wants you to be the sign yourself. To be like that star that shines in the east, that when men look at you, they say, what manner of God is this? Men whom the earth was not worthy of. See, there is nothing the devil can do about this. No. There is a kind of speed that God can bring to your life, regardless of who loves you or who does not love you. It doesn't play any role. God just sits upon you with his jealousy and decides to make a statement. Let me tell you, fearful is the man that God decides to use as a canvas to write a statement. You will look for their downfall, wasting your time. They will just continue to rise, held by the jealousy of God himself. Are we together now? Please sit down. God can choose to love Jacob. God can choose to honor Jabez. God can choose to lift Rahab. God can choose to turn the story of Ruth around. God can choose to cause Abraham to be the father of nations. He is God. Who should he consult with? Where is the parliament that must accredit him? Listen, we live in a proud world where men sit down and make it look like I am the reason for your lifting. If you ignore me, you will die. And while it is true that men are pipes, we have 7.2 billion of them. That's enough variety for God to choose. No single man can get up in arrogance and pocket your destiny. No. I'm shaking off fear and unbelief from you. So that when we begin to minister, you don't just stand. Some of you may have written some things in your prayer request and left others because you have convinced yourself that God cannot go that far. My brothers and sisters, what does God need to do in your life again for you to believe that He is mighty? Hallelujah. I told the Lord something. I said, Lord, let my life be a sign and a wonder, a testament of what you can do with a man that loves you. Much more than celebrating a man like you did, it is the celebration of God and the possibilities that He can birth on earth. That my life will not limit God. No way. I like the things men say cannot be done. If it is God that says it cannot be done, I will not even try it because it's a waste of time. But if it's man that says it cannot be done, I say, God, what do you say? When Jesus came, He said, you say this in your law, but this is what I say. You say this in your law, but this is what I say. Like He's speaking to someone. They said this in your family, but this is what I say. He can veto anything and turn a man's life around. Hallelujah. Someone gave me a very humorous testimony. I think it was yesterday. They had been trying to pursue something that has to do with the dad. And I think the dad is in the force or something. And they had just deprived that man for 5 years. I think if I'm not mistaken, no salary, no benefits, because some ammunitions were missing and they traced to him. Imagine a breadwinner of a family for about 5 years. Things went down. And you know, if he wins the case, they will have to restore everything plus damages. Are we together? And they kept manipulating. And I think just yesterday I was told that, was it yesterday or I think this week, the verdict came out in the father's favor. I said, you should start dancing in your household. Because whether the devil likes it or not, everything that was lost shall be returned unto you. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto you. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto you. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto you. Things never get missing. They only leave you. They are still on earth. Everything that leaves a man does not go out of the earth realm. It is only within a distance that is beyond your reach. There is a force from heaven that sustains an ability to call the things that be not and draw them. There is a force of attraction. I prophesied as I was commanded. It says, and the bones, they were all there. Just because you cannot see them does not mean they are not there. Everything you are looking for is looking for you too. And there is a force that can connect you to them. Please listen, I'm not just motivating you. The things that we have heard, the things we have seen, the things that our hands have handled. That who is he that saith a thing and it comes to pass? That God did not vet it and approve it. Let God be true. And let every man, including your situation, be a liar. Listen to me. Please hear me. A miracle service is not just the time to pray for the sick. Not everybody is sick. You see the level of high blood pressure disturbing young people now. You see people talking like fools on the road. Someone in early 20s. Talking to himself, moving around this our road from here to Abuja, almost every day someone is dying. Nobody leaves his house to die. Worry. Pastors collapse on stage. I've told you that there is a technology that sends Israel to Egypt. It's called hunger. Every time there is hunger, Israel must go to Egypt to find bread. Genesis 42. Please give it to us. Let's just read it. apologize, the projection is not very clear, but just see that scripture. Now, everyone read, if you can see it. We're reading 1 and 2. Ready? Read. Now, when Jacob saw that there was what? Corn. Where? In Egypt. Jacob said unto his sons, why do ye look upon one another? Verse 2. And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. This is a prophet. But lack of corn was making him mortgage his children. Go to Egypt. I'm a prophet, but we're about to die. And I hear that wherever there is corn, that's where people go to. Look, let's not lie to ourselves. Wherever there is corn, that is where people go to, including a prophet. He had, because the Bible says the increase of the earth is for all, and that even the king is fed from it. When there is corn in Egypt, believers will have to go down there. We need time to serve the Lord. We need time to bear the revival that He wants to bring. We need time to pursue the purposes of the kingdom. But that time cannot be given to you when you spend your life looking for corn in Egypt. It's a cost to go down to Egypt. But if that is the only place that has corn, then you will have to go down to it. And then there arose another Pharaoh that knew not Joseph. And the people of God got into servitude and slavery. Don't mind the ignorant people who say it doesn't matter. You just serve God like that. According as His divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Everyone say after me, life, godliness. Life, godliness. There are things that pertain unto godliness. Your character, your walk with God, your prayer life, your spiritual development. Those are things that pertain unto godliness. But there are things that pertain unto life. Your children's school fees, your accommodation, the well-being. That any man who is unable to cater for his family, according to scripture, has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So when the devil wants to discourage you as a man of God, you're preparing a sermon and here comes your son with a PTA letter. And your eyes, the letter is usually typed, except where the money will be. They write it with biro and the price is doubled. You stand there wanting to kill your son. Why has the school fees been doubled? And the staff said, they just gave me to give you. And you look at it. Your salary is not increased. Nothing else is increased, but the bills are rising. The devil wants to send you to Egypt. A time will come, what you would not do yesterday, you will now do tomorrow on the strength of the pain. Hunger can take men to Egypt. Hallelujah. A dear man of God called me, I think 2 weeks or so. I don't know him so much. And from one of these nations, and he called me and was lamenting. He said, Apostle, pray for me. Our ministry is under serious financial attack. He said, right now, honestly, the way things are, we may not even be able to hold our service because the bills, you know, things are going down economically, and the givings of the people also seem to have followed. And, you know, I got angry in my spirit. I said, this is the kind of news Satan wants. Because you see, very soon, the devil will bring one rich man who will pocket that ministry because of 1 million or 1.5 or 10 million or whatever it is that he gives. You will lose your voice, lose your relevance, lose your integrity on the platter of hunger. Was it not hunger that made Esau to sell his birthright? Only an irresponsible ministry will not address the issue of hunger that is going on. There are many things to address, but hunger should be one of them. Believers are hungry. They need a technology that is higher than what has been proposed. Let me tell you, there is a path which no fowl knoweth. The whelps of the lion has not gotten there. There are dimensions reserved for these times when God will bring out as a display of His intelligence. Do you not know that the strategy of saving 20% was God's intelligence? It's not just an economic strategy. There is always a reservoir in God's intelligence. For times when people cry, when the saints cry, God will say, show them that the wisdom of God is inexhaustible. Healthcare is one of the devourers in our world today. Do you know how much it takes to treat people? Once your son is sick, you are crying already because you know. How much does it take? We have so many doctors here. One of our doctors came and I asked him to check a woman. And when he brought the list for the x-ray, I said, I will buy that machine. And open an x-ray place. I mean, how much? Not the whole body. I don't know what part of the body it was. But when I saw the bills, I said, for x-ray. And almost every day, someone has to go there. If you are collecting 50,000 naira and you use 30,000 for x-ray, there is no reason why that child will give you joy. Are we together? Anything that child does will annoy you. And then help that child. Let him not take first or second or third. You will almost kill the child. There are real issues that we cannot laugh at. Real issues. And this night, God is determined to rise up and not only step in, but turn things around. John chapter 10 and verse 10. Thank you. John chapter 10 and verse 10, please. It says, the thief cometh not. There is a name Satan is called. And here he is called the thief. Are we together? If someone knocks your gate and you say, who is that? He said, the thief. You don't need to ask him what tribe, what gender. He will call the police immediately and say, there is a thief, there is an armed robber in front of my house. And Jesus is preaching here. And he says, the thief cometh not. That means you will never see him around. But for to steal and to kill and to destroy. So everywhere you see stealing, killing and destruction, is his signature, the thief, Satan. He comes into a joyful family. Are we together? Happy husband, come my dear. Happy wife. When the thief comes in between them, he must scatter everything. One flimsy excuse or the other. He will come in between business partners and shred them. When Satan passes a place, you know this is him. He will leave his signature, stealing, killing, destruction. Would be in trouble if Jesus stopped there. But he says, I am come. He didn't say, I have come. I am has come. To bring life, and that you have that life more abundantly, lavishly. I am come that you may have life. I am come that ye may have solutions. I have come to show you that there is a way out of this. I am come to show you that there are possibilities. Are we together now? Now, the last thing I want to say before we begin to pray. I will continue to teach this because repetition is the key to persuasion. The Bible says, according as his divine power. Please give it to us. That's Second Peter chapter 1 from verse 2, please. Grace and peace, verse 2, be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3. It says, according as his divine power hath given us. So what gives us in this kingdom? His divine power. Never forget this. It is not faith. Faith is a channel that allows his divine power to pass. The agency, the force that is responsible for connecting us with spiritual possibilities is his divine power. For many years, there has been an argument about the workings of faith and the anointing. There is no argument there. Are we together? Faith is the pipe that the power of God flows to carry supernatural solutions to you. If there is no faith, there is no channel of the power from the throne room to your situation, it will not be possible. You don't choose faith or the power of God. That's not a theology taught in the Bible. He never taught any of them in isolation. His divine power.
every request on your list will be solved by His divine power. Now let me teach you this. I've taught you again. What is on you is what controls the results around you. Please never forget this. The results around you do not fabricate themselves. The results around you are mirrors. They are a reflection of the kind, the level, the dimension of the grace that is upon you. So I can know the grace on you by looking at the possibilities in your life. I can know what grace has come upon you by looking at what changes. It is impossible to increase in grace and your possibilities remain the same. No. The testimonies that recycle around your life are an attest. They attest to the fact that this is the level and the extent of grace. Hear me. Every door can open. It just depends on the grace asking it to open. Everybody is a giver. It depends on the grace that asks them to give. Someone can refuse to bless you and yet carry a millionaire and meet someone else and say, give me the privilege of blessing you. Nobody is really stingy. The problem is that these possibilities don't happen in the earth dimension. They are realities that are finished in the realm of the heavens and only executed. The earth is a realm of execution. The same way your body is. The anointing and the grace on your life is what controls the possibilities around you. Please listen to me. His divine power. There are doors that have refused to open. The doors are not stubborn. The doors are only obedient to the last instruction. And since the anointing speaking to it is not that high, the door will remain obedient to the last instruction. The day a higher authority speaks, that door will open, I assure you. Please don't generalize challenges. Challenges are only relative to the grace that confronts them. This is a message of hope for you to hear. Challenges are only relative to the grace that confronts them. Even the king could not solve the hunger problem of Samaria. Here comes the prophet. He did not come to solve the problem. He said, okay, I see that there is a situation. Everyone was hungry except the king and the prophet. He said, by this time tomorrow. Then a foolish man said, even if God will open the window of heaven, how will these things be? And he says, you will see it, but you will not partake of it. I believe in the power of God. I've seen what the power of God can do. Stop wasting your time trying to change things physically. Creation has never been disobedient. Creation is the most obedient entity you can find. The money you are looking for is not disobedient. There is an unction that calls it. If it's not there, it is authorized to leave you. Creation is obedient. When Noah was ready to open the ark, when he opened the ark, there was a grace that came on every animal by themselves. The Bible never said Noah went to the wilderness to chase them. Animals with no higher intelligence, they found their way to the ark. If animals can find their way to the ark, why should your destiny helper find it difficult to find you? Why should breakthrough find it difficult to? Noah just stood there and allowed the grace to work. You rest only when the grace works. Let me tell you, life is hard when you are working on your own. In this kingdom, we don't work with our hands. Our hands only help us to receive the grace. When it comes, you enter your Sabbath. Are you getting what I'm saying now? The power of God is the spiritual mechanism responsible. The signs and wonders that will happen in this place right now, the healings and the miracles and the breakthroughs, they will happen according as His divine power. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. It says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. The information is not that He was anointed. Look at the extent to which He was anointed. With the Holy Ghost and with power. It says He went about doing good and healing all they that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with Him. There are people inside. There are people outside. There are people standing in such sacrifice, waiting for God, it will be very wicked to share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and tell everybody bye-bye. Return back with your challenge. No, I want you to believe God tonight and insist. Lord, whatever will come upon me must come upon me. Whatever must change, must change. Whatever must grow, must grow. Whatever must die, must die. When there is no expectation, it becomes wrong for God to visit you. Because one of the things that He gave men, 7 benefits given to man at creation, one of it is the right to choose. The will that God gave man is a fundamental right. It's not for Christians. Once you are a man, you were given the right to choose. Salvation, even at the detriment of your going to hell, was left for your choice. God will never, never, never violate your right to choose. I set before you life and death. I set before you blessing and cursing. I can only advise you, choose life. I set before you prosperity and poverty. I set before you success and failure. I set before you spiritual growth and a low level of spirituality. It's up to you to choose. I choose life, oh, and everything that comes with it. I choose speed. I choose increase. I choose honor. I choose dignity. I choose open doors. I choose open heavens. It's a choice. And if you are a family man here, as for you and your house. You can't choose for the whole world, but you can choose for your house. That the favor of God can rest upon your life tonight. And that within the next 1 month, things will shift in your life in a way and a manner that will surprise you. If you do not believe these things exist, you are not a Christian. A Christian is not just one who is born again. A Christian is one who has submitted to the ideologies of the kingdom as the ultimate value system of your life. Hallelujah. I'd like you to believe God. Don't say, I've come for miracle service before. You see, let me tell you the truth. My assignment as a man of God is not to invite you. My assignment as a man of God is to continue to grow in grace. So that the things that would not answer to me in January must answer in June. Otherwise, what is the superiority of growth? If the same thing that did not answer to me 3 months ago refuses to answer now, I'm only maintaining my spiritual level. I'm not growing. There was a time when some spirits did not answer to the apostles. They went to Jesus asking a question, and they said, why couldn't we do this? He said, this kind, there is a technology for taking this one out. See, let me tell you sincerely, there is enough grace to wipe the tears in your eyes. There is enough grace to turn the tables around. The anointing works like money. I've taught you. It can only solve the problems that are lower than it. The anointing does not generically solve every problem. No. No. You have to understand this. It's very important to know. Let me just steal 5-10 minutes to explain this. Look at this. This is 1,000 naira. Look at this. And if I give you this 1,000 naira, it can buy a bottle of water. Is that true? It can even buy you lunch or dinner, depending on where you eat. But this cannot buy you a car. This cannot pay a child's school fees, but it is still money. So if you want to pay a child's school fees, you need more of the same thing to the level that meets the demand. Every challenge in life has a level of grace attached to it. Not every grace solves every problem. If every grace solves every problem, then it doesn't make sense to grow in grace. Acts chapter 2, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 4, they were filled with the Holy Ghost again. To what end? It says that you stretch forth your hands, and that miracles, signs and wonders be wrought in the name of your Holy Son. There was a dimension of grace requiring a higher level of the anointing. Gehazi carried his rod, the rod of Elisha, and he came and laid it on the dead body. The body did not rise. But when the prophet came, that dead body came back to life. Every challenge is relative to the grace that confronts it. I know men of God have prayed for you. They are not fake just because you did not get results. It is a reflection of the extent and the level of grace. And God grants the privilege of grace. And that's why as men of God, we must continue to grow in grace. So that what we could not solve yesterday, we can now solve tomorrow. That is the proof of growth. Are we together now? We are going to pray tonight. It's going to be a very quick walk in this place. I trust God and I believe that in the name of the Lord, that things will so change in your life, it will surprise you. Please rise up on your feet. Lift your voice and begin to mention specifics. Unto him that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Rise up on your feet and please pray. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Yahweh. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, say.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Turn my life around. Turn my life around tonight. Turn my ministry around. Turn my family around. Is someone praying? Turn things around. Shalabarata katos. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to be very fast. I minister by the Spirit. And the goal is for God to solve people's problems and deal with all the issues that are not of God. Praise the Lord. It will be very, very fast. I'm not sure I may have the time to prophesy tonight because I want us to finish very fast. Our time is gone. But let your hearts be open. There is a God in heaven. Please don't be used to your situation. If you are a visitor here and you came, come insisting that I did not leave where I left to be here only to return back with stories. That is not the God that we serve. Are we together? Hallelujah. There are three people. The power of God is coming on outside. Overflow one. Please, I'd like you to bring them out here. Please, let's start very quickly. We're going to pray. Three people. The power of God is coming upon them right now. Three people, the power of God is coming upon them right now. A very strong anointing. Please bring them very quickly and then we'll pray. And then we'll pray. When you have them, please bring them very quickly. The Lord is already moving. Listen, let me tell you the truth. I want you to believe that God will step in and turn your life around. Hallelujah. Turn your life around. From the back, right to the center. I'm seeing the power of God come on someone now. From the back, right to the center. From the back, right to the center. Please bring them out right now. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty. An end comes to every oppression. An end comes to every oppression. An end comes to every oppression. An angel of the Lord is still standing here. I'm still seeing this row. Right now, it's like smoke just moving across. Right now, from the top to the back. Please bring them out. An end comes. God is stepping in to locate people by His Spirit. Remember, the Bible says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I command every oppression of darkness. I want to pray now. I see fire in this place. This is what I'm seeing. By the Spirit of the... And listen. At the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus. That every spirit that is other than the Spirit of the Christ, responsible for any challenge and any predicament, it must let you go now. Inside and outside, online. Are you ready? Father, let there be deliverance right now. One, two, three. Shout Jesus. Jesus. I cut every power. Bring them out right now. Every oppression of darkness. It must go now. It must go now. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, Yahweh,
Yahweh,
oh yeah, yeah,
oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, Yahweh,
Yahweh,
Yahweh.
Please bring them out quickly. I'm still praying. The Lord is showing me a vision of a padlock in the spirit. I'm seeing a padlock, and I'm seeing what looks like a key about to open it. At the count of three again, you're going to shout that name. I see opening, opening doors that have been closed. Are you ready now? One, two, three. Be open now. Every closed door, be open now. Be open now. Be open now. Closed doors over families. Close doors over ministries. Close doors over destinies. I decree and declare, be open. Be open now. Bring them out, please. Be open now. Be open now. In the name of Jesus. Overflow. One, two, three. Across the road. Online, be free now. Hallelujah. I'm seeing like stones in a vision. One, two, three, four, five. And I'm seeing like a strange fire. These are representations of altars. Listen. There are families that have been covenanted to all kinds of ordinances. Fire is about to come from heaven right now. In the name of Jesus, you are ready to shout now. Father, every family here that is under any kind of ordinance, I come tonight with the rod of a higher priesthood. At the count of three, let fire from heaven liberate that family right now. One, two, three. Be free right now. Be free right now. Be free right now. In the name of Jesus, we blot out handwritings. We blot out handwritings. Bring them out. I cut all tasks, yokes of darkness, ordinances, speaking against the people of God. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, Yahweh, hey. Oh yeah, yeah, say,
oh yeah, yeah,
oh yeah, yeah,
oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, Yahweh,
oh yeah, yeah, say.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm seeing the map of Nigeria, and I'm seeing the hand of God go to the eastern states. The eastern state. Right now, God is bringing deliverance. The east, Abia, Anambra state, Enugu state, Ebonyi state. I'm seeing an anointing right now. Rest on people within that state. Let there be liberty right now. Let there be liberty right now. You belong to that state. The power of God is coming upon you. Right now. Right now. Even the lawful captives shall be delivered. It's a sign and a wonder how God does it. I'm seeing the map. The east. God is bringing liberty. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me the map again. I'm seeing an arrow. And I'm seeing it go to Benue. Benue state. Right now I stretch my hands. Benue, Benue. That anointing, you are from that state. Any ordinance tying your destiny must let you go right now. Must let you go right now. This is by the authority of the kingdom. Benue state. Benue state. Liberation right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Release their destinies right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm seeing fire just within this circumference in front. There are two families God wants to set free right now within this circumference. I'm seeing fire coming upon them right now. Bring them out right now by the Spirit of grace. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Things must change in your life. My friend, this young man, lift your hands where you are. There is oil being poured on your head right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the Lord is removing something that looks like an arrow from your head. Let it go right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let him go now. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Fire is still falling here. I'm seeing this deliverance is especially for women. An entity comes to molest you in the night. You go to bed and a strange spirit just comes. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the Lord is asking me to just count two. And at the count of two, that fire is coming on people right now. One, two, let that fire come now. Liberation from ordinances of darkness. Every stranger that comes to manipulate your destiny, be free now. All those in front here, I decree the power that holds you, I come by the rod of a higher priesthood. At the count of three, let them go now. One, two, three, go. Leave them now. Release their destinies right now. Let there be restoration. Everything that has been stolen from hell, I command a restoration by the Spirit of the Living God, by the Spirit of grace. The Bible says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Be free right now. Please open your mouth and begin to pray. Everything that must live your life, insist it must live your life now. The angel of the Lord is removing arrows. I'm seeing arrows, arrows coming out of people. That's what I'm seeing. Arrows, 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 arrows right now. right here. Arrows, arrows, go now. Arrows are being removed out of people. In the name of Jesus, Madam, be free right now. Be set free now. Shalabaragodosia. The Lord is setting someone free here right now. Someone in this room, I'm seeing fire just resting on someone. Be free right now. In the name of Jesus, everything that has held you bound, be free right now. Be free right now. Be free right now. Be free right now. In the name of Jesus. Be free right now. Be free right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those outside, keep praying. Something is resting upon you right now. The Lord asked me to come to Overflow One. I want to pray for you. There is an anointing right now. I stretch my hands. Fire from the front to the back. Everyone under any kind of yoke, right now, as I'm passing, be free. Be free. Help them, please. Out now. Release their destinies. Release their destinies now. Please help them. Whether you are an usher or not, help them. That yoke must let you go now. That yoke must let you go now. I'm passing this road right now. Once I pass you, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is taking everything that is not of God. Release them now. Release their destinies now. Release their destinies now. Let that fire rest upon you right now. Everything that has refused to open, be open now. Be open now. Be open now. Be open now. Close doors. Be open now. Be open now. Now listen, Overflow 2. I may not touch you, but in the name of Jesus, I pass your row. Except God is not God. If there is anything sitting on your destiny, it must let you go. Right now, be free. Be free. I bring you the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Be free now. Open up your gates. Your gates. Gates be open. Destiny be open now. Be open in the name of Jesus. Be open now in the name of Jesus. Be open in the name of Jesus. Be open in the name of Jesus. Fire is resting on this road. Just right here. I'm seeing someone. The oppression of your family is coming to an end right now. I stand by this grace. Karis Kobaru Katosh. Help her, please. Anyone here? Anything that is not of God sitting on your destiny right now, at the count of three, all of you, just I'm seeing fire right now, and I'm seeing chains broken from people's legs right now. Be set free now. Be set free now. Be set free now. Be set free now. There is a lady here. God is saying it is over right now. I'm seeing an anointing liberating a lady's family right now. Help them, please. Whether you are an usher or not, please, if anybody is falling close to you so they don't injure themselves. Hallelujah. Please shift. That lady, be free now. I'm pointing my hands to her. I command that devil to leave your family and your destiny now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Overflow 3. Pray. Pray Overflow 3. Something is about to release your destiny now. Something is about to release your destiny now. Something is about to release your destiny now. Overflow 3, I came with an anointing. At the count of 3, shout Jesus. Fire is falling from the top to the bottom. 1, 2, 3. Go, go, go now. Every yoke, every altar, be free now. Bring them out. Whether you are an usher or not, bring them out. Every oppression of darkness, right to the back. I declare by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, be free now. Be free now. Bring them out. I'm seeing all kinds of spirits. I command every spirit that is not of the Christ, release God's people right now. At the count of three, I'm seeing fire resting on people, and I'm seeing a number of 41. 41 people. At the count of three, shout Jesus. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. Right now, be free by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Be free right now. Every door that has refused to open, I open that door right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There are 27 people here. The grace for speed is coming upon them. I don't know who you are, but right now, the grace for speed. I stand by the anointing from the front to the back. Right now, in the name of Jesus, receive that anointing right now. Speed, I release speed over your life, over your destiny. Receive speed in the name of Jesus. Speed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Overflow 3, hear me. There are people here, the Lord is telling me, no one rises in your family. When they get to a level, something brings them down. And the Lord is saying, I should shift you by prophecy. I stand right now, I don't know where they are, but the anointing of the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm seeing the number 17. Lord, I don't know where they are here, but in the name of Jesus, I declare, move to the next level right now. I shift you to the next level right now. I shift you to the next level right now. Hallelujah. I'm looking at 14 people here. You have the call of God upon your life. And right now, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is going to locate you. 14 people. Lord, where are they? I stretch my hands right now. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, Deborahs. Lord, where are they? Let that mantle locate you now. The call of destiny that is upon you. Oh, prophet of God, may that fire find you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There are 15 people here. Overflow 3. The spirit of revelation is coming on you. Unusual insight. I don't know where they are, but right now I'm seeing light, not fire, light. Light coming on people. 15 people step into a new dimension of the revelatory grace. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Yahweh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Main auditorium, please lift your hands. Main auditorium, lift your hands. I'm seeing 7 people. Main auditorium, lift your hands. I'm seeing 7 people. The grace for speed, I'll pray it on everybody. But the main auditorium, there is a grace for unusual speed on 7 people. They will begin to run by the anointing right now. Please hold them so they don't injure themselves. Main auditorium, I stretch my hands. At the count of 3, like Elijah, may that grace come. 1, 2, 3. Receive that grace right now. In the main auditorium, step into the anointing for speed. In the name of Jesus. Overflow 3, lift your hands. Every door that has refused to open over your ministry, over your life, held down by witchcraft, in the name that is above all names, at the count of 3, I'm seeing doors open in the spirit. 1, 2, 3, let that door be open now. Be open now. Be open now. The Lord wants to avert death over a family. This year alone, between last year and this year, 4 people have died in your family. 4 people have died. And in the name of Jesus Christ, an anointing is coming upon you right now. Let death be averted now in the name of Jesus. Now listen, all of you at Overflow 3 and the extension there, whatever must live your life, as I'm passing this place, please, I'm releasing my faith. Open your mouth now and declare, Lord, it must live my life now. Go ahead. Go ahead. Pray, please. All those in front here, the spirit that ties your destiny, I command at the count of 3, let them go now. 1, 2, 3, go, 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 go. Out of their lives. Out of their destinies. Make sure you are praying. Make sure you are praying. The power of God is resting on someone here. There's an anointing coming on someone right here. In the name of Jesus. There's an anointing coming on someone here. And the Lord is saying it comes to an end. That family crisis comes to an end. The power of God is resting on someone by my left here. Right now, receive that anointing. Let it go in Jesus' name. Be free right now in Jesus' name. The power of God is resting on someone here. Right here, I'm seeing an anointing. Right now. It's a prophetic grace. There's someone here, a prophetic grace is coming upon you. Right now, by my left here. In the name of Jesus, drink of that anointing. Drink of that fountain. May that grace rest upon your life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord says it is over. Over right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Look at me, my friend. The Lord is taking you to a height and a dimension in the Spirit. I lay my hands on you. Drink of that grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm seeing what looks like smoke. Just this region where you're looking at me. Right now there are 4 people. I'm seeing the power of God like a wind just coming on them. Just this row. Right now, Lord, where are they? I stretch my hands right now. Right now, the power of the Holy Ghost is coming on those people, and the Lord is saying it is over. He's taking away captivity. 4 of you, by the Spirit of grace, let it be over right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There is a family here. Marriage does not happen in that family, but I'm seeing fire rest right now. The embargo is being broken now. The embargo is being broken. Whoever those people are, an anointing is coming on you now. For the sake of your family, that yoke of marital delay is breaking right now. It's breaking right now. In the name of Jesus, please lift your voice and pray. Everybody, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. There is one of you among those standing here. There is a call of God upon your life. An anointing is coming upon you. You will be mightily used by God. Where is that person? Spirit of the living God. The hand of God just near the gate here. The power of God is coming upon that person right now. A new dimension in the Spirit. The eyes that see and the ears that hear. May you step into that level in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. My friend, touch this gentleman for me. Lift your hands. I stretch my hands over you. I command, I'm seeing chains all over your body. I command those chains to give way now. In the name of Jesus, release him now. Let him go now by the power of the Holy Ghost. I cut those chains. I'm seeing chains from your head to your toe. Let me pray for those here. Please, all of you are here. The Lord is opening my eyes, and from here to the fence, I'm seeing snakes. And I'm seeing 5 people. There is a major deliverance that is coming for a family right now. In the name of Jesus, may the anointing of the Holy Spirit locate those ones now. 5 of you, right now. These spirits, my God. My God, I'm seeing something living right now. Release them now. Release, no matter how long, release them now. It is written that even the lawful captives shall be delivered. I declare emancipation now by the Spirit of the living God.
You are a gala. I want to pray for you. Are you alone? If you came here alone, what do you do? I want to pray for you. The spirit of death is upon you. And the Lord is saying, I should pray for you. So that those dreams you used to have, seeing dead people, is that true? You have dreams and...
Too much, yes.
The Lord is saying that you are going to be free from it right now. I declare in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. There is someone here. Academic delay over your family is breaking right now. Please don't be carried away with acting this thing. I passionately to help people experience God. I'm praying. I don't know where that family is, but now scattered in this congregation, I stretch my hands. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit family right now. I'm seeing a family here. None of you has a job. None of you. There are even a few graduates, but nobody at all. It's like the doors of jobs don't open. Right now, you're going to sense fire come up your hands. Real physical fire. And the Lord is saying, by that, help them. By that, that embargo is broken. Lord, I declare right now, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit rest upon those people and bring emancipation. Everyone lift your voice and begin to pray in the Spirit. Please begin to pray in the Spirit. Don't say you are not inside. God can locate you from any direction. God can locate you from any direction. Bring me this lady, please. In the name of Jesus Christ, delay ends in your life. I stretch my hands and I pray. Delay, help her. The Lord is taking away witchcraft from this family. I command that devil, go now. See, it doesn't matter whether you are inside or outside. Just release your faith. In the name of Jesus, be free right now. Be free right now. My friend, the call of God is upon your life. There is that is coming upon you. It's a healing anointing. I stretch my hands. May that grace begin to work effectually. Now, step into that grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, listen. Among all of you from here to here, the grace for speed is coming on two people. Listen. Those two people will start running now. Please hold them. Hold them so they don't injure themselves. That anointing right now. All across. You can't control yourself. Hold them, please. Whether you're an usher or I release that grace. Speed. Two people. Strange speed. God is ending delay right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing two of you. A prophetic anointing. You are not prophets. But you have been desiring this grace. The grace to see from here right to where that lady with the veil is. I don't know where they are, but I stretch my hands. May that anointing find you right now. Accuracy of sight and help them, please. Help them, please. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. An angel of the Lord is taking away reproach. There is a family here. The Lord is saying the captivity ends now. An anointing is coming upon you right now. It's now. In the name of Jesus. Someone here, is it your sister, has been trusting God for the fruit of the womb? Who is that? Listen, where is she? At home. What of you? Come. How long? Who has had three miscarriages? Three miscarriages. Go and tell her she will have a baby girl. That the Lord is giving her a baby girl. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you both. In the name of Jesus, let it come to an end right now. Let that captivity come to an end. In the name of Jesus, there's someone here, your family has a court case. Who is that, please? Court case. Don't make sure you don't tell us, please. They want to kill you because of what? What did you do? Hold on, I have to. Where are you from? Where is that? I have to pray for you. You have bad friends. Hold on, let me talk to you. Eh? You have very bad friends. Bad friends. You need to be delivered. This is not even your whole life. Huh? You know what I'm saying, right? You need to repent. Eh? Listen. When I make an altar call, run and come. Because the real salvation is you. It's not the issue of court case of this. You have friends that are criminals. And we have to pray. You hear what I'm saying? God is locating you to help you. Listen, let me tell you, my dear people. I mean, when God locates us like this, is because he wants to help. There's somebody here. Your name is Sarah. Where is that person? Sarah. Hold on, please. Don't. Let me just prophesy. I my heart is full. God wants to visit people. Stand up. Who is Sarah? Where are you from? Huh? Where are you from? No. Where state of origin? I want to pray for you. Who is Godia? Yeah. Godia. The Lord wants to visit you right now. Acting, God truly wants to change your life. Yeah? I want to pray for you. Whose mother is in the hospital? I'm seeing someone's mother lying down in the hospital here. Your mom? Come. I'm seeing that down in Port Harcourt. Port Harcourt. You came from Port Harcourt. Go on. I'm going to pray for. Do I know you? I've never seen you. I want to pray for you. God is turning your situation. It's, as you're standing, let your heart be open. Your people may be far. Don't ever think. Just because I come outside like this to encourage you, to let you know that you must not make it inside. Anywhere. Are we together? The power of God is going to come upon you. A loud shout. That will be the person I'll prophesy to right now. In just those outside here. It's not something you can stand. This is a sign and a wonder from the Spirit of God. That's not the shout. The shout is coming. It's a loud shout. Please bring the person when that happens. That's the shout. Bring the person. In the name of Jesus Christ. My friend, lift your hands. Jesus, come. What are you doing? What do you do? Of God, your own church, you are assisting someone. You came here not just to receive a miracle for your mother, but you came to take fire. Stand up. Why you came? Listen to me. You are going to go back and you will step into a dimension, signs and wonders that will surprise you. Sarah, in the name that is above all names, every oppression over your family, I come against it right now. I'm still hearing that name, Godia. Who is that? Hold on, please. Hold on. Where are you from? Huh? You are from Saminaka. Hold on, please. Your sister. Blood sister. Same father, same mother. You've been praying for God to locate you. It's okay. You. Hi. The spirit of death is over your family. Huh? That's what I'm saying. I'm seeing you dreaming and dreaming of dead people. They will come and they are calling you. Sometimes they are saying you should eat together. This is the spirit of death coming on the family. But in the name of Jesus, I use them as a point of contact. If there is anybody under the sound of my voice that the spirit of death is coming upon you, help her. I cut spirit now. Name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a family. Money does not stay in your house, no matter what happens. Once resources enter, you love God, but resources, something must happen. Either sickness, or they will steal it, or something will come up. I'm seeing what looks like a blue flame, and it's resting on at least five people. And the Lord is saying an end comes to financial hardship. Father, where are they? Right now, I stretch my hands. Let that anointing locate you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please lift your voice and begin to pray. My friend, your hands. Shout Jesus as loud as you can. An end comes now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please lift your voice and pray in the spirit, everyone. My dear, look at me. I command that spirit to leave you now. Of darkness must let you go in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and pray, everyone. Please pray. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Please pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit, everyone. Madam, help this woman so that she doesn't fall with it. I command everything that is not of God to let you go now. Release this woman's destiny now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oppression leaves right now. Someone here, there is a spirit that has oppressed your family. It must go now. I command that devil of darkness, help her, please. That spirit must leave now. In the name of Jesus. Please, everyone, pray in the spirit. Everyone, pray in the spirit. God is visiting us right now. One media person here, there is an anointing resting on someone. The Lord is bringing to end the captivity on your family. I'm seeing it by the Spirit of God. Captivity coming to an end. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, let it end now. By the Spirit of the living God. Let it end now in the name of Jesus. My friend, I'm seeing what looks like a towel on you. And the Lord is wiping away infirmity. In the name of Jesus. Infirmity, let it go right now. Please make sure you are praying. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. The spirit of death. There is a family here. That spirit must go now. The spirit of death, release them now. In the name of Jesus. Release them now. Release them now. The spirit of death, there will be no obituary. I command that devil to go now. Madam, excuse me. Madam, look at me. Come. Are you a man of God? Come. You too, please come. I don't know you. Where are you coming from, sir? What do you have to do with Adamawa? Is it Anambra? Huh? Who is from Anambra?
Me,
from Anambra State. You came all the way. There is a grace to see that God is going to be delivering to you. Number two, there is speed in ministry. That God, I don't know you, sir. I've not seen you. You're together. You're a man of God too. You're a man of God. You're a ministry. Can I pray for you, sir? Because I'm seeing this anointing, strange anointing come on you. You will go back and it's going to be fire all the way. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for this man of God. Step into that grace in the name of Jesus. The anointing of the Holy Spirit, you will never be the same. Can I pray for you, sir? By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, drink of this wine, you will never be the same. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Mommy, let me pray for you. Hold on, please. Please stand up. Stand up. Who is Jennifer? Jennifer. 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 The Lord is visiting. The Jennifer I'm seeing, you are outside. You are holding a child. Jennifer. Jennifer. Is there someone like that? Oh, please, oh, confirm. What's your name? Always confirm before you allow
Jennifer.
Them. Jennifer, is this your child?
Yes, sir.
Where are you coming from?
From this my state.
Huh?
From GRA.
No, where are you coming?
Kaduna State.
Kaduna State. I want to pray for you. So that the spirit that makes marriages to not work in your family will not catch up with you. Does it make sense what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I want to pray for you. Well, this boy has a great destiny. Forget about whatever it is that has happened or not happened. I want to pray for you. The Lord located you to bless you. What's his name?
Fortune.
Fortune. Yes. I will pray for you. Mama, where are you coming from?
I come from Togo.
You came from Togo?
Yes, just yesterday.
Just yesterday?
Yes.
What are you trusting God for?
Ah, my daughter in America. She's the one that sent me to you. She has been telling you her dream. You have done so many things for her in the dream. Then she said that I must come so that show me you will not get her. She's asking for contract. That is contract that she's seeking for.
Just calm down, madam. You came all the way from Togo.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you what God will do in your life. First, not even just your daughter. Eh? Leave your daughter's issue. God is going to bring your daughter, but it's you. First, that back pain. Eh? That back pain that you have. You get up in the morning and there's severe back pain. That back pain will leave you now. That's number one. Number two, the dead people you see in your dream. Eh? Sometimes you go to bed and you see dead people who have died, but they are alive talking to you. I need to pray for you. And then number three, God is going to visit your daughter. Tell her the month of August is a month of breakthrough. And in the name of Jesus, be free right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Why are they here, please? You are a teacher. Did you apply for a job?
Yes.
Where?
Dambo International.
Because I'm seeing a letter and I'm seeing congratulations. Hold on. Ah, you are a teacher.
Yes.
Where?
With KHMS.
What is Dambo International?
It's a school.
Did you apply there?
Yes. Like,
I'm seeing maybe that they are going to give you a job. I will pray for you, sir. Because this teaching you are doing is only for a while. There is a grace of entrepreneurship upon you. And that grace is going to come and God will shift you to a dimension.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. How many children do you have?
One.
Just one?
I have one outside.
No. Hold on. Don't be embarrassed, eh? I'm seeing one child, then the vision changes and I'm seeing two again. Huh? You have one, you have two. What is the mystery? Explain.
Before I married her, I have a son outside.
Okay, before you married her, you have a child.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to pray. Don't make sure you treat the child with honor and grace. All the children that came out from you are great children. You understand? Please, don't fight that child, eh? Madam, you hear what I'm telling you? Yes. I know that we live in a society that sometimes all kinds of troubles can come, but may God grant you the grace to manage things well. Sir, there is a grace of wealth that is upon you. Please look at me. It looks like you are a teacher, but your destiny is not a teacher. You are a real kingdom financier, and there is a grace for finances that should come upon you. Please look at me. You see this woman? She's a good woman. Don't ever let the devil use the face of any devil and use her face to make it look as if this is an evil woman. And don't let any prophet anywhere tell you this woman is a witch. In the name of Jesus, I tell you, God gave you a good woman. She's a good woman. Madam, you're a good woman. In the name of Jesus, let me pray for you, sir. Please hold my hands. In the name that is above all names, I open up every closed door over your life and destiny. I shift you to that realm of wealth. In Jesus' name. The person, look up please. The person who comes to molest you when you sleep, it comes to an end now. In the name of Jesus. Every fraternity with darkness is gone now and gone forever. In the name of Jesus. I don't know why are they here. Who is Sarah? Are you married?
We are no more together.
Huh?
I have two children, but we are not together with you.
You are not together with your husband.
Yes.
Were you married?
No.
This is what I'm saying. Come. You need to be delivered, eh? If not, I'm seeing four children. You will add two more, and yet you are not married. I hope you are not feeling bad. I hope you are not embarrassed. God reveals so that He can redeem, eh? You are not a bad woman. You are not an immoral woman. It's a spirit. You hear what I'm saying? Come, let me pray for you. The power of God is coming on one of you here. One of you standing here now. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is coming on one right now. It's not something you can resist. I'm seeing it in the spirit that the power of God is going to come upon one of you. And when that happens, then I'm going to prophesy to that one person. Right now, it's an anointing from heaven that is coming upon one of you here. And the Lord is saying that he's taking away sickness from the midst of you. Taking away sickness. My dear, in the name of Jesus, is it the same man that has the children?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Why doesn't he want to marry you?
He didn't pay for my dowry.
He didn't pay for your dowry?
Yes.
Go and tell him that I said he should pay for your dowry. Huh? Dowry is not building project. He should pay for your dowry and give these children a chance. Please. At this level, it's no longer about their comfort. The children need a father. May God grant him grace and give him money to pay your dowry and be a good man in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing written in the air, polygamy. God is breaking that spirit now. No. Please just keep quiet. I'm ministering. There is a spirit of polygamy. Everybody in that family, you can't do with one man alone or one woman alone. That anointing is locating people right now to break the spirit. It's a covenant. It's not a desire. Coincidences continue to put themselves together to lead people to trouble. Right now, that spirit, please help them. In the name of Jesus, inside, outside, everywhere, the spirit of polygamy is being broken right now. The spirit of polygamy is being broken right now. Sir, let me pray for you. Where are you coming from, sir?
Port Harcourt.
What do you do?
Do business.
You do business. But things are not going well.
Yes,
huh? If I don't pray for you, I'm seeing you in the court because of money, debt. Huh? I hope you're not embarrassed. You came here so that I pray for you. What are you trusting God for?
I'm trusting God for breakthrough in my business.
Breakthrough in your business. First,
my wife, I've listened to your tape for about 7 days now, and the last dream she had, you came to pray for her. And she insisted that you come through the night.
I will pray for you. More than business breakthrough, sir, is your relationship with God. Do you understand? Please don't be embarrassed, but your relationship with God. In this kingdom, we prosper as our souls prosper, not at the detriment of our soul. So that there's too much spiritual distraction around your life. I pray that God will cause your heart to love him more than money. In the name of Jesus, and that in so doing he will bless you and lift you. I decree and declare, I don't know why all of you came, but in the name of Jesus I declare that everything that is not of God lifts you right now. Where is this lady from? Come, where are you from?
I'm from Nasarawa State.
You are from where?
Nasarawa.
How many are you?
I'm from extended family. We are many.
You are plenty.
Yes.
You don't know how many.
Yes, but in my mother's side, we are 8. 2 have gone. We are 6 now.
Are you married?
No.
The man coming around your life, I drive him from your life now and forever.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
The man that I'm seeing, I drive him in the name of Jesus, the Son
Amen.
Of the living God. You will go back and you'll be surprised. He will tell you there's no time. He cannot call you. He's busy. Just know that God drove him from your life to save you from trouble. Are you ready for a child now? So you have to be careful. Huh? I send him again in the name of Jesus Christ before he destroys your innocent life. What do you do?
I'm Lenny Salon.
Huh?
I'm Lenny Salon.
You are, I'm not here.
I'm Lenny Salon.
Hairdressing.
Yes, sir.
I'll have to pray for you. Come. Huh? I place favor on your life in the name of Jesus. May the Lord help you in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to pray for the sick shortly, but the Lord is showing me a very serious vision. I'm looking at people, but I'm not seeing a face. And this is not the first time I see these kinds of vision. The moment I see these kind of things, it's a sign that, you know, the devil has just tried to tarnish the glory of people. The Bible says to not let your good be evil spoken of. There is a way that you are good, but it's like people continue to misunderstand you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. I'm seeing an anointing coming on those people. That veil that covers your face, always putting you in trouble, I tear off that veil now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our time is gone. We have to be fast. Now, please listen very carefully. God is touching everyone, every single one under the sound of my voice. Three things will happen right now. Number one, make sure you are here with your prayer request. If you're not here with it, please pen down. It's an act of faith very quickly. What you're trusting God for, lift it up. Let the ushers have it. Number two, we're going to minister to the sick right now. We'll do it very, very fast. And then I'll pray on it and we'll prophesy. Open doors for everyone. We have to make this very, very fast. Are we together? While you are doing that, please be praying in the spirit. There are people here who are trusting God for themselves and their families. Please listen. Let's listen outside, inside. Let's listen to the instruction. Please. All those who are standing, trusting God for fruit of the womb, whether you are in overflow 1, 2, 3, I want to pray for you myself. Are we together? Particularly for those trusting God for the fruit of the womb. But then aside from that, overflow 1, please listen, from the start of overflow 2, that means the end of CGC, and inside here, that's overflow 2. Overflow 3 is from the end of CGC down to second equa. Okay, you are overflow 2B. Let's call it 2B. Are we together? Then the overflow from the beginning of this fence down, right down there, we'll call you overflow 2C. Please listen. Then there's overflow 3. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. This is the main auditorium. This is overflow 1. This is overflow 2. Then from this place down to second equa is overflow 2B. From that same place down is overflow 2C. So that you would know, if you are trusting God, no matter what overflow for the fruit of the womb, I'll pray for you. But then all who are in here, overflow here, please, you are trusting God for healing. Come stand here. Overflow 1, come and stand in front of your projector stand. Overflow 2, stand in front of your projector stand. Overflow 2A. Please create a space for them there. Overflow 2A, create a space for them there. And then overflow 2C, stand in front of your projector stand. And then overflow 3, you can stand in front of your projector stand. Those online, connect by faith, and then we'll pray with you. We're going to do this very fast. We thank God there are many hands today. And while they minister to you, I would like you to believe God for a miracle. You are a man of God. You are a ministry here. Open up your heart and connect. You are trusting God for the grace, for signs, wonders. Make sure that you connect. The worship team will be leading us through powerful sessions of worship while we do that. And concurrently, while that is happening, please make sure you submit your prayer request. Everyone, make sure you pen down your prayer request. And then we are going to pray on it and let the God of heaven visit us right now. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Ejimi and Promise and Bishop Manasseh. Ejimi and Promise and Bishop Manasseh will do overflow 3. There are quite a number of people there. Overflow 3. Benga will do overflow 2. Overflow 2. Pastor Alpha and Ima, you do overflow 1. Overflow 1. We need a way of reaching overflow. Kenny will do overflow 2B. Overflow 2B. We'll do overflow 2B. And then Isaac in media, you do overflow 2C. Let's make it that way. Praise the Lord. Father, we stand under this corporate grace and we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that as we minister to everyone across, let your healing power touch, deliver, set free in the name of Jesus. Do this and be glorified even by the power of the Holy Spirit. Please, we'll do it very, very fast. And while you are seated, make sure you are agreeing, releasing your faith in the name of Jesus. Madam, you lift your hands. You, this woman. No. The one wearing blue and white. Yes. Lift your hand. I'm seeing oil coming on your head. And the Lord is saying he's taking away reproach and he's lifting you. This is what I'm seeing. an anointing is coming on you right now, and the Lord is saying he's taking away reproach and he's bringing an oil of gladness upon your life in the name of Jesus. Father, let there be miracles, signs, wonders in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please stretch your hands to the prayer request. Begin to pray in the spirit. Lord, you are the God that answers prayers. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. Pray over these requests. He said, these Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more forever. There is a covenant of answered prayer in this place. Lift your voice and pray. Father, I decree and I declare. I prophesy, I proclaim by the Spirit of grace that this is a representation of the pain of people, a representation of their hunger. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, are you praying? Decree and declare that everything written here in the name of Jesus will become a testimony. Everything written here, we invoke the power of the Holy Ghost upon every request here. Supernatural deliveries, terminations of delay, open doors, new spiritual dimensions in the name of Jesus, admissions, graduations, jobs, marriages, children, restoration, advancement, promotion in the name that is above all names, we decree and declare. Make sure you are praying. Make your declaration. These that are brought before the God of all flesh will never, never, never return as a disappointment. I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit. Those online joining us from all over the world, connect in the name of Jesus. From America to Asia, the UK, Canada, everywhere, we decree and declare that your requests are turned into testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Listen, I want you to understand that this is not a ritual. This is a mystery. Are we together now? There are all kinds of testimonies that have come. I can prophesy and there is so much. I can be limited. I cannot discern everybody's expectation. But this is a representation of your hunger. It's a representation of your tears. And let me tell you this. Please don't get familiar with this. This is not some spiritual thing just for the fun of it. There is power in what we are doing. It's guided by understanding. It's guided by an anointing. And God has a covenant. He's protected by his jealousy. In the name of Jesus, Paul said, for this cause I, Paul, bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may grant unto you. In the name of Jesus, I declare upon you that the Egyptians you see today, that you will see them no more forever. In the name of Jesus, every request here that is a death sentence, cancer, HIV, and any kind of incurable disease, we turn it around right now in the name of Jesus. Every impossible situation represented here, may the God of wonders arise tonight in the name of Jesus and do wonders. By the power of the Holy Ghost. For those of you who have submitted these requests on behalf of your loved ones, I declare, may the angel of God's presence, these angels that do not know time and distance, may they go to your various homes and to your loved ones and birth supernatural solutions in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that you remain above this challenge forever in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I declare over your life, we're entering the second half of the year. It says, revive thy work, O God, in the midst of the year. I decree and declare, every spiritual weariness, every prayerlessness, it dies right now in the name of Jesus. Passion for the things of the Spirit like never before. hunger for spiritual things in the name of Jesus. I declare prayer fire like never before. Let it rest upon your life now. I decree and declare an appetite for God and the things of God. I declare you receive it right now. I pray over your life. Every long-standing issue, you have prayed, you have fasted, you have sought counsel, it has refused to change. In the name that is above all names, I decree and declare, by this time next month, return with your testimony. By this time next month, return with your testimony. Please believe it. Don't just shout amen, believe it. I come against patterns. You have seen it in others. You saw it in your father. You saw it in your loved ones. You saw it in your siblings. Now it's beginning to happen. By the blood of the eternal covenant, I cancel every pattern now. I cancel every pattern now. It works for everybody until it gets to your turn. Then something happens. You will see it, but you never possess it. I declare right now, that spirit that makes you to see things and never step into it is caused by the God of heaven. Caused by the God of heaven. Everything that was given to you in the realm of the spirit already, I declare by the power that raised Christ from the dead, this month coming, it must enter your hands. I declare that it must enter your hands. There are families where it's the women that feed the men. Have you seen such families? No matter how hardworking the men are, they never feed the family. They get up in the morning and play draft from morning till night while the women go to fend. It's an anomaly. I declare by the Spirit of God, I'm praying for the men now. The grace for establishment and the grace to be satisfied early. Receive that anointing right now. It says, satisfy me early. I'm saying it again. Everybody here who is a man, and it looks like the devil wants you to depend on people for the rest of your life, I decree and declare, like Jacob, Laban must let you go in the name of Jesus. I pray for every Mordecai here. You have been good to others. You have been good to kings. Your records have been written, but you have not been rewarded. In this season, by the Spirit of God, we open a book of remembrance. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Anyone here called jobless, by the God of heaven, between now and the next 3 months, like the ark of God in the house of Obed-Edom, I decree and declare, jobs that will be consolations to your years of pain, may my God give it to you. Every dying business, hear the word of the Lord. I don't care what has happened. By the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, I speak to you, come back to life now. Come back to life now. Everyone who is in ministry here, no matter what level there are dimensions, I pray for you. You will go back to your various churches, fellowships, and assemblies, and a dimension of fire, a dimension of insight you have never seen, receive in the name of Jesus. Everyone here called barren, by the God of heaven, in the name of Jesus, according to the time of life, return with your children. These are not empty prophecies. Believe them. They are backed up by the jealousy of God. They will come to pass. In the name of Jesus. I don't know where the helpers of your destiny are. But in the name of Jesus, every man who must arise in this season for your sake to favor you, wherever they are around this globe, by the Spirit of grace, I call them to your life now. I call them to your life now. The Bible says that strangers shall feed your flock. It says your gates shall be open continually. It shall not be shut day nor night, that you will receive the forces of the Gentiles. People you do not know, I compel them to be interested in your lifting. In the name of Jesus Christ. I prayed a prayer like this one time, and one of us, God just opened a door, and a bank met him to sell a property for them worth 450 million naira. Listen, it doesn't take time. It doesn't take time. There is the creative dimension of prophecy that can order things in your life. Every area of struggle, I stand by the God of heaven who is called Ebenezer, the God of Jeshurun. In the name of Jesus, receive help from the Lord. I want to pray for people who have ideas and have projects, but it seems to never go out of the book. You have ideas, you have projects. It's just to connect you with somebody who has the interest. Nobody helps you on their own. They are called by prophecy. In the name of Jesus, right now I connect your ideas to your helpers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I forgot to pray for those who are in various institutions writing their exams. I know that many people had started their exams. Some have written, and the honest truth is that some of you have written nonsense. You need the mercy of God in the name that is above all names. Much more than what you have written, in the name of Jesus, may the mercy of God show up in your exam. There is a dimension of finances that comes by prophecy. Please pay attention. Our time is gone, but I want to speak this into your life. There are people who are not very smart. The prophetic dimension is not a license to not be valuable. The prophetic dimension is a system of advantage to bridge tragedy while you learn. It's a system of God's mercy. It would be foolish to believe that wealth is only by principles. There are laws and there are irrefutable principles that make for the foundation. But there is the ordinance of prophecy. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the God who has helped me by His grace, the God who has helped this ministry, I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, between now and the end of July, may your finances turn around in a way that will surprise you. May your finances turn around in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those who are under any kind of project, building project, whatever it is. The hand that started that project is the same hand that must finish that project. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone here due for promotion, but has been kept because of the wickedness and the sentiments of men, go back into your next level. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Finally, I want to pray for you. Honor is the ability to discern, to celebrate, and to reward a man for his uniqueness. It's not enough for your value to be discerned. You must live a rewarded life. You will be frustrated if you do not live a rewarded life. I pray for you. The eyes that can perceive and can discern your value, I connect you to those eyes in the name of Jesus. Any pit you have found yourself in, I must pray this. Financially, whatever it is, you have found yourself in a situation where only God can bring you out. May that God you believe in bring you out of it now. In the name of Jesus. Finally, I want to prophesy again the grace for this year's prophetic word. The Lord declared that it's a year of extraordinary fruitfulness. Every part of that prophecy that is yet to speak in your life, by the force of right words and by the power of the name that is above all names, I declare to you, may your life experience extraordinary fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you return with testimonies. Some of you this night, before you get to your homes, your phones, you will see text messages that are full of wonders. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you all the praise. We bless you because you have honored this house. You have made it a place of answers. You have made it a place of strange testimonies. Let everything that you have done tonight by your Spirit return as testimonies. Let it not just be a ceremony. In the name of Jesus, we declare by the Spirit of the Christ, testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Now, very quickly, I will make an altar call and then we'll take a few very important announcements and we're done. I apologize, our time is gone. You are here in this place. Please, let's minimize movement, especially outside. You are here and you are saying, Apostle, I've not given my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I need to encounter His salvation and His mercy. Please listen. Or you are here, you are saying, man of God, I've seen the wonders. I once gave my heart to the Lord, but as it is right now, I need mercy, I need grace. I need to start afresh. You are here, inside Overflow 1, 2, 3, and all the other annexes. I want to give you 5 minutes. You want to make it right with Jesus wherever you are. I want you to leave your seat very boldly and come and stand right here. It will be my joy to lead you to Jesus Christ. Don't wait for someone. Be the first. I'll count 1 to 5 wherever you are. Please start running. Clear the way for them, please. Outside. 1. Quickly. Quickly, please. If you're coming, run quickly. Run to Jesus. 2. Win that war today. Win that war today. Win that war today. The Bible says, in the day that you hear His voice, do not harden your heart as they did in the provocation in the wilderness. 3. Someone is still coming. Apostle, I'm not sure if I'm born again or not. Join them very quickly. Join them very quickly. I expect people to come from outside. Please clear the way for those coming from outside. Clear the way for those coming from outside. Overflow 1, 2, 3. If you're coming, don't be sluggish. Run very quickly. We're out of time. Run quickly, run quickly. We're out of time. Apostle, I want to come, but I'm ashamed and afraid of my colleagues and contemporaries. Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me before men, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Give them a big God bless you whilst they come. Takes a lot of courage, but win that war. Young and old, run to Jesus. The Bible says, ye must be born again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to salute all of you. Thank you so much for coming to make this decision. Lift your right hand high to heaven and say this after me. You're not reciting a poem. This is from the depth of your heart. Jesus is here. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe in you, that you are the Son of God. I have seen your wonders, and I declare
that I need you. This night, I declare that you are my Lord, you are my Savior, you are my King. I receive your life, I receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And I declare that I reign in life. I am a child of God. I'm changed forever. Amen. Keep your hands lifted. Jesus, I present to you the ones you died for. I thank you because when you hung on that cross, they were worth your blood. They were worth the tears. They were worth the death. I pray in the name of Jesus, according to scripture, your sins are forgiven. And the grace to walk in victory is released upon you right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare forever you go from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of God. Everything that is not of God, I come against it right now. The grace to live victorious is released upon you. From today, you go forward ever and backward never, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I congratulate you. I salute you. Very quickly, everyone in concert, I want you to follow the gentleman waving his hands. And you have a few people just welcome you on our behalf. God bless you very quickly. Let's honor them.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI. To stream Koinonia Live, go to mixler.com/koinonia-radio.
And download the teachings on koinoniasermons.org. For questions and inquiries, call 814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7853. We love and celebrate.